This is the Grace Story Podcast. Today, our guests are Katie Hill and Alicia Voss, coming off a historical successful season for the Grace Lancers volleyball team and a second consecutive National Christian Championship title this year. And both of you, obviously, a critical role in both of those championships and successful on and off the court. So, hey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I know this is like your guys' favorite thing in the world. You just said you've tried to avoid
all interviews for 10 years.
Yes. Well, thanks for saying yes to me. Yes. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. Coach, I want to start with you and just your story of volleyball. Like, how did you get to Grace? Talk a little bit about your playing career and then your coaching career to Grace.
Okay. So I'm originally from Riverside, California, but I had an older sister about 5 years older who left California and played volleyball at Liberty University in Virginia. And she was like, if you can get away for college, go have an adventure, a different experience. So I kind of followed in her footsteps. I didn't go to Liberty, but I went to Shorter University, which is in Rome, Georgia. They were NAIA at the time I went there, and now they're Division II. I was a DS libero, which is a back row player, for 4 years.
You wear the different jersey.
I wear the different jersey. Yeah. That's right. Uh-huh. And I graduated with my undergraduate degree in business management. And right after college, I kind of worked in a business setting for about a year. And I was like, get me out of the four walls. So I was lucky and I got an assistant coaching position at a Division II school when I was 22. I worked at UVA Wise for about 3 years. And then I actually got the call from Coach Briscoe about the Grace job. So I was not necessarily looking to leave where I was living, but one of my friends had put my name in for the job and thought I could be a good fit. So he called me before I knew that I had even potentially been a candidate, and he was kind of filling me in about Grace and just the different things that we offered. And I had gotten my undergraduate degree in business management and went back to school 2 years later to get my master's in business. And when I heard about Grace's blended program, it was one of those things that I was like, I could recruit that. Like, that's something that I wish I would have had when I was in college, that option, just not to go back to school for two more years. So I came on my visit, and the rest is kind of history for the interview.
How long have you been coach now? You're in your...
I just finished season 10.
I remember hearing that, and I was like, no way, because I remember when you came. Oh, like, we came right around the same time to Grace.
Okay.
And I remember I was like, wow, we're both getting older.
Yeah.
I guess is what that means. Yeah. So, the last couple of years have been really successful, on the court. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the team that you've had the last couple of years and what has made you proud of them both on and off the court.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fun one. I think the team the last couple of years, this year we graduated 8 seniors. So we had a really big upperclassmen class coming back. So last year in our first championship, we had 8 juniors on the court. We had 2 fifth-year seniors. So we just had a lot of seniority in upperclassmen. But prior to those last year, we had 2 years when Alicia was a freshman that were just not as successful. We had a lot of younger kids in big roles, and we were playing against a really talented Crossroads League. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, the most exciting part, like, I love that we won a championship, but it's just been really neat to see the work that they put in for 4 years and how this group of girls was able to stay committed and stay the course despite not having success their freshman year or sophomore year. But then being able to, like, see the fruits of their labor pay off in year 3 and 4 for them. So, yeah, I think that was really just a sweet finish for them when I think of where we started and where they kind of brought the program to and where they're leaving it. But we always say that when you come in as a freshman, like, you want to leave the program better than you found it. And this group of 8 girls really, they had that impact and they did that really well.
That's awesome. All right, Alicia, let's start with you a little bit. You've had obviously a wonderful career reaching the 1,000 kill mark. Kill's a good thing in volleyball.
Yes.
Just make sure everybody knows. That's when you hit the ball and it hits the floor or you get a point, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Okay, so just talk a little bit about, you know, what attracted you to come to Grace. And then Coach just talked about this sort of 4 years from like not as successful in the beginning to experiencing the highest levels of success your last couple of years. So talk about kind of getting to Grace and then what that journey has been like for you.
Oh boy. Okay. Getting to Grace. I was in the recruiting process during COVID. And I asked the Lord for clarity and where he wanted me. And I said, can you give me these things? And when I walked onto Grace's campus, the Lord answered every single one of my prayers through that. Through Coach Katie and through the team itself, the girls were really strong. They desired to do what's right. They cared about each other. Through the campus life, and it was a really added bonus that I have a lot of family around here. So, yeah, I had a lot of support here when I came. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's how I ended up here.
So then your first couple years, right, on the court, not as successful. Your last couple years, very successful. Talk about just the perseverance and the process that you and your teammates went through to kind of get from that stage of like young, inexperienced, and not experiencing success to championship level volleyball.
Oh boy. I think freshman year, like you're tossed in and you really don't know what's going on. So you're just like trying to keep up. The new pace is crazy. Like being all around the girls and being in a different location is all great and also all hard at the same time. And sophomore year came around and it was kind of similar to freshman year where it was like, it was a hard season. I think I was injured like half of the season that year, which was also hard. And we just had some sit-down conversations, like, with a lot of the different girls on the team, the upperclassmen, where we walked into our junior season, and we started that season off by, like, saying what we wanted to do and holding each other accountable to those, like, what we wanted to do. And just to have all of the girls step up in different capacities where they were, like, a lot of the girls have different things that they're really good at. And when each of them got to show their strengths, like, we were a better team for it. And all it took was, like, sitting down and saying, this is what we want, and we want everybody to be successful. So junior year went great, and then senior year just followed naturally. So it was awesome.
All right, so let's talk about championships, and then I want to dive into the spiritual aspect a little bit. But Coach, tell us about that first championship last year. You know, you go out to the NCCAAs. Did you go into the tournament with the expectation that, hey, we should win this? Did you go in with sort of the underdog mentality? And then what was just sort of the feeling and of that accomplishment, you know, sort of it happening for the first time in a long time at Grace?
I definitely went in with the expectation we are winning it. Like, there was never a doubt in my mind that once we made the tournament, I was like, oh, we are going to be the top seed and we are going to take it. Just with how the level of competition they had played in the Crossroads League moving into that point, I knew our team was peaking at the right time. And I knew how driven and competitive they were. And again, what they had done, like they said, going into that season, they had goals for themselves. And I knew that they were going to do everything possible to succeed. So I never doubted for a second. I know there were some people in the championship match that doubted for a second because there was a point.
I was watching online. There may have been a moment.
Yeah, I think we were down 13-4 and everyone's like, call a timeout. I didn't even realize the score we were down that low because I knew my team was going to come back and have a win. So I think it was just such an expectation that I really didn't get a chance to notice how sweet the moment was until probably celebrating in the locker room with them afterwards. Like, I think that's when I got a little bit emotional of just like, man, you guys have come so far. And it was just really sweet. I feel like that's the best way to say it. Like, it was sweet for them And exciting for me as a coach to just see how much they have grown. And I think that's when it hit all of us too, like, man, they've grown as women, not just athletes, really grown as women to be able to do what they did as athletes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to hear your perspective on that first championship, your junior year. Walk through the championship game specifically, sort of. It went to game five?
Four.
Went to game four.
Yep.
And four is when you were down.
Yep.
Pretty big. And it was like, oh boy, where's this going to go? And then you rallied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going through your mind in the middle of that match? And then, you know, in the end, when like it's done, you've won. What was the feeling you were experiencing?
Can I ask who we played?
In four, Mid-America.
Oh yeah, they had the really phenomenal outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Walking in, we'd already played them, right?
Yep, we had played them in our pool play.
Yeah, it was definitely high nerves, but I was a junior, so I was like, nothing was on the line, you know?
Gotcha. Still had one more year.
And I didn't even think of it from that perspective when I was, like, on the court, but definitely playing this year, there was a difference in the championship game. Mm-hmm. But, like, we got down in that set, and we dropped a set, and then we were down, I think, mm-hmm. and it was like nerve-wracking, but once you start working together to like pull every single point back and you look at just the next step in front of you, like everything becomes tangible and you can get it all done. So I think that game was great. I honestly don't remember it that great because
Olivia Tate had like back-to-back blocks and Mackenzie Stakely like went on a service run and it just – I literally think we had four blocks in a row and it just changed all momentum.
Really?
Yep. Back to.
So you were almost in that, like, I mean, you're in that state of you're just in the moment, which means you're not really like thinking about it, right? You're just living the next play. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially when it's new and nerve wracking and the first time.
Yeah.
So what about the second time? What was different this year, coach, going into the tournament of just your mindset, or was it different? Then maybe it was that junior year. Was it different because now it's like everyone else has the expectations? Or tell me what you were.
I think this year was different just because we had just come back from a heartbreaking loss in the NAIA National Tournament. Mm. Like we hosted the first round opening tournament at Grace, which is the first time our program's ever done that. And we lost in five. So, and I think in the fifth set, there was a moment where we were up 13-9, so everybody thought, man, it's just 2 points. Like, we've done this. So I think losing that game, there was the concern of, like, how is my team going to recover?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a heartbreaking goal because their goal was NAIA's. They really wanted to make it to that final site. And then knowing, okay, how can we bounce back? Knowing this is going to be a challenge. And the field was so much harder this year, I'll say that. Like, we had Columbia International was there, Bethel was there, College of the Ozarks were there, all past NCCA championship winners. And both Bethel and Columbia International had fifth-year seniors and fourth-year seniors who have already won it. So they're in the same boat as our players. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to finish our senior year with another title. And then we had Division II Jessup who was there, and they were a super talented team. So I think going in, it was like, man, we could win this again, but it's going to be a harder field. So we need everybody like
at the top of their game.
At the top. Yeah. And to be able to recover mentally and emotionally from what they wanted and then kind of be where their feet were in this tournament.
Mm.
So yeah, we ended up doing that very well, but it was tough. I think our Columbia International match, when we won that in five, like that match felt so just triumphant and exciting. Like when we won, it was like, okay, we're here. Like we are ready to do it again.
Yeah. That's awesome. And my other question is, where's your rings? I mean, like, you know, you're like wearing those things around, those championship rings.
Mine is on display in my office. Yeah. I guess we should have brought it. I didn't think about that. The other one is being ordered for 24.
That's true. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. I want to shift a little bit just to the spiritual aspect and kind of growth aspect and sort of, you know, talk a little bit, Coach, just about your, and I know you've gone through some books with the team, and just sort of how you think about, you know, the development of your players as young women, and spiritually, what you hope to accomplish through their time at Grace.
My whole goal with coaching is to be who I needed when I was 18 to 20 years old. I don't feel like when I was in college, even though I attended a Christian college, I don't feel like I had a woman that was there that I felt comfortable maybe talking to about heart issues or spiritual issues. So I don't feel like even I grew much in my faith in that area. Coming into Grace and being a coach, it weighed heavily of like, man, I need to be more prepared myself so that when my players are going through more challenging situations, I'm not just giving words, but I actually have wisdom that I can help lead with. So I think in the same way that I'm hoping our players are growing throughout their 4 years here, I know Grace has definitely, like, my time in leadership at Grace has definitely grown me spiritually in that sense. And then I think just, yeah, I'm sorry, I kind of got lost there.
No, that was, I thought that was awesome. Just to, like, you can't lead a team where you haven't gone.
Yeah.
And so your willingness to say, like, I need to grow, and vulnerability to be like, I need to be a wise leader who they can look up to. On a yearly basis, what are some of the things that you do sort of programmatically to kind of invest spiritually?
Yeah. Throughout the fall, we typically have a Bible study on Thursdays is when we do it. And kind of one of the things, I feel like our academics are tough, athletics is tough. I don't want to add more to their schedule. So we've kind of built it into our practice schedule. So on Thursdays, we might practice for an hour and we might do a Bible study for an hour. But we figured early on, like, if I'm going to say as a coach, that's really important to me, I can't make that an extra. I have to put it in your schedule. And if I'm going to say at the end of your time at Grace, like, we hope you grow in this area, and we hope you become a volleyball player, like a better volleyball player, then I needed to make sure that it was part of our volleyball schedule. And if it's that important, it can take the place of practice. So in the fall, we were kind of doing that for 45 minutes to an hour. And then in the spring, we do a Bible study as well, about once a week. But I think this year, probably the biggest growth opportunity for us was kicking off our season in the Dominican Republic. The girls asked me last year, they were like, hey, are we doing an international missions trip? And I did not have one on the radar, but they were like, we want to go. So I was like, sure, I'll put it together. But we ended up in the DR right before our preseason started. And I think when you start your season, like, working for the mission, and like, I think we said it all year long, like, being mission minded of like, we are here to honor the Lord. Everything else kind of fell into place of like how we wanted the rest of the season to follow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'll remember we're playing in the DR. So we got to serve and work with kids and clean up and just do a bunch of different things. But we also got to play a lot of volleyball and host clinics. And one day it was super hot. We'd been going for 4 days straight. We're playing and my team is on the court and we're losing. And they're mad. Like, they're so angry. They're annoyed. And we had to call a timeout and be like, look at all the kids around you. Like, when you are done playing here, what do you want them to remember about you? That you were good at volleyball or that you love this game and that you're playing for something different? And I feel like that was kind of a transformational moment for our team, too, that we could go back to later in the season.
That's awesome. I appreciate your servant leadership. One thing I noticed even last week, it was after one of the basketball games, because you also serve as assistant athletic director, and I understand it's part of your job, but I remember looking out after a game and you're cleaning up the stands. And I think that servant leadership speaks a lot too, to the kind of coaches we have and what that says to your players. So, all right. Tell me a little bit about your growth as a person over these last 4 years. What's the Lord done in your life, and you know, how has he grown and changed you over your time here at Grace and in the program?
Okay, so to start, Coach Katie saying that she wants to be a coach that an 18 to 20-year-old needs is very true of her in my experience. Mm. And when I walked into Grace, I had a major fear of, like, being a failure. And at one point in my freshman year, I just, instead of seeing that I was failing academically, I just didn't look, which I don't advise anybody to do. And Coach Katie just came alongside me, and she encouraged me not only academically, like, she held me accountable. She also, like, walked through, like, faith with me, and she walked through, like, why I need to do my best. Like, I'm standing before the Lord at the end of the day. And she encouraged me in that. And then, like, as different seasons came, like, I was dating and then I was engaged, and we hit, like, went through those seasons kind of together.
We did.
Yeah. But it was
That's
cool.
That's why you don't have those championship rings.
Yeah,
because
we got
you guys' mother rings on the finger right now.
Yeah. No, but it was cool to also walk through those seasons while she did, because she really dove deep and she really encouraged me. And then she also really encourages the girls, like, chase after someone who loves the Lord, and like, what does it look like to love the Lord? And we went through different studies, and yeah, now I'm lost on what you even asked me.
Your growth.
Yeah, my growth. Yeah, so walking in, I would say, like, I'm a completely different human being walking out, so much so that my sister, who's my best friend, was, like, in the recruiting process this last year, same position as me, going to play volleyball, and I was like, go to Grace, like, do it. I know the people. I know that at the end of the day, the most important thing in our program is the faith and how you follow the Lord and how you honor the Lord from day to day. And if you fail at volleyball, there's always something to fall back on.
Mm,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for recruiting, right? That's always
yeah.
nice when your players are recruiting.
It is. We actually have three sisters that are going to be freshmen.
How cool is that?
Next year, yeah.
That is amazing. And that is a testament to the program, you know, that you have families that are like, this has been a great experience. We want to send more of our kids. So that's awesome. Well, thank you all for spending a little bit of time talking about your championship seasons, but really talking about, more importantly, what the Lord is doing through the program that's going to last for eternity. And so thank you for your investment, Coach, and thanks for your investment on our campus and on the team and the success on and off the court.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Grace Story podcast. Thanks to the marketing team for their work. And you can share, comment, subscribe, send this to really tall volleyball players who might want to come play at Grace. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at podcast@grace.edu. Until next time, live your best Grace Story today.